sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Time for sport now. Here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, Maria, we start with action already underway this morning. The European Swimming Championships have begun in Rome with the early morning heats underway. And in the last 15 minutes, Max McCusker has made it through to the 50 metres butterfly semi-final. He finished in 14th place after a 23.61 swim in the heats. Brendan Hyland was 38th in a time of 24.19 seconds. Now, it's a huge night for St Patrick's Athletic as they bid to move another step closer to the lucrative group stages in the Europa Conference League. St Pat's carry a 1-0 lead into the second leg of their tie with CSKA Sofia, and the game at Talla Stadium is close to a sellout. Victory would bring Pat's earnings for the tournament past the €1 million mark, and they would then face either Brøndby of Denmark or Basel in the final qualifying round. The game will be live on the RT News Now channel from 7:45, and Cathal Melanie has been talking to St Pat's technical director Alan Matthews about the task ahead in this second leg.
Well, the game is half time, and they'll probably feel disappointed that we came away with a result. They'll obviously look to up their intensity and up the way they go about it, and maybe play with it greater level of tempo, or they may make some changes. We don't know, but we respect our opponents, and we know they're a very, very good side, playing at a good standard in Europe nearly every year, you know, consistent group stages at various competitions. So they're a very, very good side. But we also know that we can up our ante. We also know that we can play maybe a little bit more positively. We'll take great heart from the achievements of Shamrock Rovers, and we'll take great heart from our own performance last week, and feel with a crowd behind us tomorrow night, that we can actually up our performance and be positive, take the game to them at the right times.
The weather is obviously very warm here this week. Does that impact your preparation or change your preparation in any way?
It's been almost consistent now the last 3 weeks or so, from Slovenia to Bulgaria to Dublin. I think the Dublin weather will probably be warmer than it was in Bulgaria last week. So the players are well used to playing in these conditions. It'll be relatively mild, I would imagine, at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. But the players are well used to it. And hydration and nutrition are all key in all those preparations. We'll have done as well as we possibly can. So the weather, it's great to play or to watch football in those situations, in circumstances. It's difficult to play, but by match time tomorrow, I think it'll be good. We'll be all good, and I think the conditions will be as we expect.
And finally, in terms of an occasion, you've mentioned yourself, Alan, huge crowd, sellout crowd here expected tomorrow. I know you're not in Richmond Park, but it's here in Talla Stadium. It's a great occasion for the club to look forward to.
It's brilliant, and great testament goes to the support we would have got from South Dublin County Council and Shamrock Rovers, who have been very, very supportive in enabling us to play in this stadium, which is a terrific stadium. We'll try and turn it as much green and red and white as we can from green tomorrow. But I think ultimately our supporters will have a real huge part to play in tomorrow night to get behind the team. And I think from an Irish point of view, we're all trying to achieve in Europe, all the clubs are, and I think it's great that Shamrock Rovers are into the next stage. We're going to try and get into the next round, and I think there's a good support base getting behind the clubs to do well in Europe, and as long as we can play a part in that, we'll be very, very happy. But our supporters tomorrow will have a huge part to play.
That's Alan Matthews. Now, Sligo Rovers are also in European action tonight. They host Viking of Norway at the showgrounds, but Sligo trail 5-1 from the first leg. Still, their manager John Russell says he wants his players to treat the game as a clean slate for the big home support. Meanwhile, last season's European winners were in action last night in the European Super Cup. The Champions League winners, Real Madrid, beat the Europa League champions Eintracht Frankfurt 2-0 with goals from David Alaba and Karim Benzema. In last night's English League Cup games, Corkman Chidozie Ogbeni scored what proved to be the winner for Rotherham in a 2-1 win at Port Vale. Sheffield Wednesday beat Sunderland 2-0. In athletics, Luke McCann of UCD broke the long-standing national 1,000 metres record. He was competing at the Monaco Diamond League meet, and he came 7th, clocking 2 minutes 16.4. The record was previously set almost 28 years ago by David Matthews. Now, apart from the swimming and the European football, there is a lot more sport ahead today in a very busy day. Munich, though, is the centre of most of the attention because it is hosting European championships in 9 different sports over the coming week, including athletics, rowing, gymnastics and cycling. This is part of a deliberate plan to create a major event at the 2-year midpoint between Olympic Games, and coverage on RT2 begins at 4:30. There's an unusual golf event in County Antrim today at Galgorm Castle and Massarine Golf Clubs. two courses will host a women's and a men's European event on the same courses at the same time. Leona Maguire, Stephanie Meadow and more than 10 Irish male professionals will be taking part in the Handa World Invitational. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, the hugely lucrative three-tournament FedEx Cup gets underway today. So the top 125 players start off in the qualifier in the first event today, the St. Jude Championship. Then the top 70 after the weekend qualify for next week's BMW Championship. And then the top 30 remaining in the standings move on to the final Tour Championship in Atlanta. The winner there will pick up $18 million. Whoever finishes last of the 30 gets $500,000. In racing, the Group 3 Desmond Stakes is the feature at Leopardstown this evening. There's also action in Tramore that starts at 5:30.